This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Thirty-one Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh. Two security personnel have also been killed and two other injured in an exchange of fire. According to the police, the bodies of the security personnel have been recovered. A large number of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. Home Minister Amit Shah expressed condolences to the families of the two soldiers who were martyred in the operation against the Naxalites. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that the country will always be indebted to these heroes. The Home Minister reiterated the resolve to completely eradicate Naxalism from the country by the 31st of March next year. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi has handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena a day after Aam Aadmi Party faced a crushing defeat in the Delhi Assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor at Raj Nivas this morning. Atishi took oath as Chief Minister in September last year after AAP convener and her predecessor Arvind Kejriwal resigned from the post amid corruption allegations against him. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, an interactive program initiated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. 36 students from all states and union territories have been selected to interact directly with the Prime Minister. The program will be telecast live on Akashvani, Doordarshan, Swayam, Swayam Prabha, the PMO's YouTube channel and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a high-profile diplomatic tour to France and the US starting tomorrow, aimed at bolstering strategic, economic and technological partnerships between both the nations. The first leg of his tour takes him to France from February 10 to 12, where he will attend the AI Action Summit 2025, engage in key bilateral discussions, and inaugurate India's new Consulate General in Marseille. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Indian Ambassador to France, Sanjeev Kumar Singla, explained that India's primary concern is ensuring that AI does not become the exclusive domain of a few people or a few companies in selected geographies. He stressed that AI must remain open, secure, inclusive, and trustworthy, addressing the concerns of the global south and preventing a digital divide between developed and developing nations. The 52nd edition of the World Book Fair at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi will culminate today. The 9-day event was inaugurated by President Draupadi Murmu and was organized by the National Book Trust and the India Trade Promotion Organization. Our correspondent reports that the fair brought nearly 2,000 publishers and 1,000 speakers. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has asked Hamas to release all the Israeli hostages taken by them immediately. This call came after the return of three captives in the fifth swap under the Gaza ceasefire deal yesterday. In a social media post, Rubio celebrated the release of the three hostages, saying they were finally home in Israel. He emphasized that the U.S. remains firm in demanding the immediate release of all remaining captives. The United States will be participating in the Aero India Expo this year for the 15th time. The show is scheduled to begin from tomorrow to the 14th of this month at Yelahanka in Bengaluru. According to the U.S. consulate, there will be a range of advanced aircraft, reinforcing the strong and growing defense and aerospace partnership between the U.S. and India, which share a commitment to promoting regional security, stability, economic prosperity through diversified trade and strategic investment ties. In cricket, England have won the toss and elected to bat first in the second of the three-match ODI series against India in Cuttack. The visitors were 39 for 0 in 5 overs when reports last came in. Having won the first ODI in Nagpur by 4 wickets, the hosts will aim to secure a lead in the series. Meanwhile, England find themselves in a must-win situation to keep the series alive. The third and final match of the series will be played in Ahmedabad on the 12th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.